Americans eat a lot of chicken. On average, nearly 80 pounds per person are consumed each year. That's ahead of beef consumption, which peaked in the mid-70s, and ahead of pork. But the U.S. poultry industry is facing some difficult challenges. A glut of chicken on world markets has hurt U.S. producers. Also, changing consumer tastes have forced the industry to adjust. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
On a hot summer day, workers at the Tyson Chicken Plant in Berlin, Maryland, gather in the parking lot across the street from the plant. It's lunchtime. Some sit in their cars, still wearing their hairnets. Others are dressed in long-sleeve shirts, even though it's in the upper 80s.
I'm Gail Foreman. I'm 37 years old. I work in the ice machine processing. I got 14 years seniority.
But Foreman and many of the other workers here will be looking for new jobs soon. Tyson, which owns this factory on Maryland's eastern shore, announced back in April it planned to close the plant, eliminating 650 jobs. The company said the operation, which can process about 1 million chickens a week, was no longer modern enough to keep pace with changes in the industry. 44-year-old Wanda Leonard has worked for Tyson for 11 years. She says she hopes the shutdown prompts some of those losing their jobs to try something new.
A lot of the people here, you know, we're just hopefully we're looking for something better. We get something better out of life, you know, better job, better paying job.
Tyson called the plant closing a difficult decision, but said it is necessary to streamline its business operations. Tyson is the single biggest individual employer in Worcester County, which includes the nearby resort town of Ocean City. Many of the workers here make less than $20,000 a year, but finding comparable work may be tough. Changing consumer tastes have worked against older plants like the one in Berlin. In the early 1960s, around 83% of chickens sold in the U.S. were sold as whole birds. Now only 9% are marketed that way. Consumers increasingly want their chicken cut up or processed into strips or nuggets. Dr. Nick Zimmerman is an associate professor at the University of Maryland. He says the Berlin plant wasn't equipped to do those things.
People are consuming more and more, as I call, fast food, already cooked products. And some plants are set up to do that or in a more efficient manner.
Zimmerman says the Delmarva region, which encompasses parts of Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, has a rich history in the poultry industry. He says it was in this area of the country that a housewife named Cecile Steele inadvertently started the poultry business 80 years ago when a supplier accidentally sent her far more chickens than she'd ordered.
It was back in the 20s, ordered 50 chickens for her own personal consumption, and they shipped her 500. Well, she was really quite startled at getting that number of chickens, but she did raise them, and she found that she made a lot of money by selling those surplus chickens.
Entrepreneurs like Frank Perdue would further revolutionize the industry, coming up with a concept of having groups of growers who worked for the big poultry companies, a model that continues to dominate the business today. On his family's farm near Princess Anne, Maryland, Doug Green takes me inside a modern chicken house. Green, who grows chickens for Perdue, got into the business back in 1979, raising the birds to supplement his income from growing grain. Today, about 90% of his farm income comes from poultry. As we walk inside, it takes a few moments to adjust to the humidity, the dust, and the smell as we wade into what looks like a sea of chickens.
These chickens have about 3/4 of a square foot per bird, which I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but the chickens are free to roam anywhere they want. We've got 4 water lines in here, provide really fresh, clean water all the time instead of having troughs of water just laying here. And we also have automatic feeders, which, you know, they're on a 24-hour day free feed system.
Modern chicken houses like this one also have ventilation systems to keep the birds cool. They're huge, nearly the length of 2 football fields. This one house contains over 30,000 birds. Green says he raises up to 500,000 chickens a year. But he says by current industry standards, his operation isn't large. He says a new poultry grower just up the road will have 14 chicken houses. And he says, like much of the rest of agriculture, the smaller poultry growers are increasingly being squeezed out by the large factory-type farms.
You used to be able to live on 2 chicken houses. Now you've got to have at least 4 if you're trying to break into the business. If you've got the land, you're still looking at probably a $600,000 to $700,000 investment.
And along with the rising costs that are forcing out some of the smaller producers, The industry has also been hurt by disease outbreaks. Avian influenza has forced some U.S. growers to destroy thousands of birds. It's also prompted some other countries, such as Japan and Russia, to put in place occasional bans on U.S. chicken imports. Richard Laub is director of the National Chicken Council, the industry's main trade group. He says many people don't realize the effect high foreign tariffs are having on the U.S. poultry industry.
Agriculture in general is kind of a holdout from the pattern in world trade becoming freer and more open. The average tariff on manufactured goods, I think, around the world is something like 4%, 5%, something like that. In agriculture, it's over 40%.
In an effort to stay competitive and cut costs, both Tyson and Perdue are closing more plants this year. In addition to closing the Berlin plant, Tyson will also close operations in its home state of Arkansas. Perdue is closing two chicken processing facilities, one in Virginia, another in North Carolina. Still, despite the closings and the loss of jobs, there are some in Berlin who won't be sorry to see the Tyson plant go. Over the years, area residents have often complained about the odors from the processing plant. Tyson employees like Gail Foreman also didn't seem overly broken up by the closing.
Well, considering my job wasn't that easy and I'm not being rotated, I think that was a good thing for me because I was getting tired of the chicken industry anyway.
Tyson has already found a buyer for the plant who plans to either build houses or perhaps a new business park. One thing for certain, though, is there won't be another chicken processing plant here. Efforts to interest another chicken company in the location failed. Jack Spear, NPR News.
Photographs of the plant are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.